Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. People who listen to my channel on a regular basis knows what I think about the left and right paradigm and how much of a farce it really is. But the media wants you to believe that the left, whatever that is, cares more about people than everyone else. Others, not on the left, are heartless and have a less evolved understanding of the world. At least that's what they want you to believe in the media. So let's take a look at San Francisco to see what their paradigm is. Do they care more? San Francisco is the most liberal city in the Western United States, and depending on which year or list you look at, is anywhere from the number one most liberal city to the fourth most liberal city in the country. In 2018, 83.4% of San Francisco's population voted for a liberal candidate. This video will show you that San Francisco is not only the wealthiest city in the United States, it also has the world's worst slums with the world's heaviest contamination and the worst conditions in the world. But before we get into that, did you know that gluten is the one protein that humans cannot digest? And it's everywhere. Almost all restaurant foods, salad dressings, and so much more have gluten. To make matters worse, gluten is known to be one of the worst culprits for creating inflammation in the body. Chronic sustained inflammation causes joint pain, headaches, skin issues, digestive problems, weight gain, brain fog, and lowered immunity. The good news is there is an enzyme complex which specifically breaks down gluten, DDP4. Learn how to use this enzyme to eat the food that you want, protect yourself against inflammation, and become a healthier you. Click the link below. Now back to San Francisco and its terrible contamination and slum problem. In a recent study conducted by NBC Bay Area, revealed dangerous conditions plaguing San Francisco streets. The study examined over 150 blocks of the city, finding 100 drug syringes and over 300 piles of feces throughout downtown. According to Berkeley professor Dr. Lee Riley, the contamination conditions are much greater than the communities in Brazil, Kenya, or India. These cities have long been believed to be the home to the world's worst slums, and San Francisco has bypassed them in the world's worst conditions. Dr. Riley further explains that in those countries, slum dwellings are often long-term homes for families, and so there's an attempt to make the surroundings more livable. However, homeless communities in San Francisco are often kicked out from one part of the town and forced to relocate to another. The result is extreme contamination. The drug needles and human feces has been a significantly growing problem in the city. According to San Francisco 311, reports have increased significantly, with reports of human feces on the city ground quadrupling since 2009 and drug needles increasing by a whopping 700% since 2014. In fact, it is so bad that a volunteer website called The Human Wasteland was created that literally maps out where the human feces is heaviest in the city. They recently shut down the interactive component in 2015 because people like me used it as further evidence to illustrate that more money spent on the type of government we have now clearly does not work. Now let's look at the other side of the coin. With the world's worst slums within its city, San Francisco is also home to the world's largest and wealthiest companies and people. Most lists put San Francisco at the top as the country's wealthiest city in global family wealth and per capita income. Other lists has it moving down slightly to as low as third in recent years as the wealthy leave and move to cleaner neighboring cities such as Santa Clara and San Jose. The average household income in San Francisco is $80,643, and those incomes are rising each year. The top 1% of residents of San Francisco earn more than $425,000 annually on average. Part of San Francisco's wealth is obviously fueled by the fact that it's considered part of Silicon Valley, home of some of the world's largest tech firms. Besides being fueled from the capital from Silicon Valley, San Francisco is home to many of the world's largest companies, including Wells Fargo, Charles Schwab, Twitter, Uber, Bechtel, Airbnb, Lucasfilm, Gap, Levi, to just name a very small percentage of the companies that are headquartered there. Other companies in the Bay Area, also called Silicon Valley, include Lockheed Martin Space Systems, NASA Ames Research Center, Tesla Motors, Apple, Hewlett-Packard, Intel, Chevron, Netflix, PayPal, Visa, eBay, Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Yahoo, Adobe, Oracle, YouTube. Again, this is just naming a small percentage of the companies headquartered in the San Francisco Bay Area. Besides having the world's wealthiest and largest companies in the world headquartered in the San Francisco area, it also enjoys the world's largest influx of investment capital. According to Martin Prosperity Institute, San Francisco receives 15.4% of the world's investment capital, over 50% more than the world's second highest city, which is San Jose, with 9.9% of the world's investment capital. So the big, huge elephant in the room at this point is, how can our country's most liberal and wealthiest city be home to the world's least livable and most contaminated slums? How can that be? Because liberals, according to the left media, which I don't even believe in left-right paradigm, but I don't even know how to talk about it anymore, they believe that they care more than others. But how can it be? Also, shouldn't Silicon Valley's high-tech companies such as Apple, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube stop worrying so much about censoring others and spend more time worrying about their own backyard? Do you want to save some serious money? Learn how a simple gadget can double your gas mileage while creating less pollution. The simple gadget does all this while giving your car more power and longer engine life. Learn more with the link below. Thank you for watching and supporting my channel. Please consider being a Patreon and be able to see exclusive content that you cannot see anywhere else. And also, go to sarahwestall.com and sign up for my newsletter and stay informed on all the new shows and information that's coming out. You can also listen to all my shows in podcasts. They're all listed there at sarahwestall.com.